With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Sunday, November 27th, and we are here trying to help you make better financial decisions. We do that by answering your questions. How can you ask a question, you ask? There's your first question. Go to our website, jillonmoney.com. Click on the Contact Us button. There's a little form that pops up. Write your question out. And at the bottom of the form, it says, would you be willing to join us live? And if you would like that, Mark will arrange everything else. That is what Greg did. He's on the line from Minnesota.
Jill, I've got a situation where I'm 58. My wife is 49. We don't have any month-to-month debt. Our house is paid for, and we currently have between 1.5 and 1.75 million in savings and retirement accounts.
Great.
I've got two kids. One is in college, first year, and one is a junior in high school. Mm-hmm. We've got 529 accounts for both of them that will pay for roughly half to two-thirds of their undergraduate tuition. And I currently have two 20-year term life insurance policies, one for me, one for my wife. Those are in the amount of $500,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my question is, should I let those policies expire? Should I renew them on an annual basis? Or should I get a new policy for, say, maybe a 10-year term?
Okay, let's go through a couple of other things. You guys both work?
Yes.
Do you get insurance through work?
Nominal insurance. My wife gets a nominal insurance policy. It's probably, I think, a $50,000.
Mm-hmm. And is there any way that you could buy more insurance through work, just out of curiosity?
Good question. I don't know the answer to that, but I'll have to investigate.
Yeah, let's check that out. I mean, look, you bought this thing 20 years ago because you were basically saying to yourselves, if we were both to drop dead, we have no money saved, and so we'd want this $500,000. Now, with $1.5 million saved and most of the college paid for, the need for life insurance has diminished dramatically. It really has. Now, that said, you're both working. How much do you guys make together?
It fluctuates between $150,000 and $175,000 per year. Mm-hmm. I'm a consultant and my income can vary from year to year.
Okay. I like it when it's more. No, just kidding. Of course, it's a joke. You know, you're doing a great job saving and investing. You're still putting money away. What kind of retirement account do you have for yourself?
We've got, my wife's got one through her work, mm-hmm. and we've got Vanguard, a series of Vanguard, you know, mutual funds.
I mean, look, I don't want to make you crazy about this. The reality is you probably don't need this policy. But if you want to buy yourself a little bit more time to save even more, I mean, because really what you're saying is, if one of us were to die, right, what would happen to the other one? And so for you, is your income about similar? Like, does she make a lot less than you?
No, it's
okay.
Similar.
I mean, you have no debt. So let's play it out. If God forbid you drop dead tomorrow, could she pay the bills on her current salary? Not the college, just the bills themselves.
Yes.
Okay. And same thing for you, right?
Yes.
Okay. So now what we're really talking about is, whatever is left over for the surviving spouse, some of that money could be used to help finish off college. Or, you know, frankly, it may be that on one income, you might actually qualify for some federal loans for the kids themselves and, you know, to finish out school. Again, we're talking about worst case scenario. And you could preserve that $1.5 or $1.7 million. And then, you know, the reality is that while the kids are in school, probably the surviving spouse wouldn't be putting a lot of money into savings, maybe would continue with the 401k. But at some point, you just don't need this insurance. If you could find a cheap term policy to give you guys a little bit of comfort, maybe to just get through, honestly, like the next 5 years for your, you know, your kids being kind of done, right? Sort of out of the house and done. It's worth looking at. Is she more uptight about this than you?
Yes.
Because she's younger and she's the mom. Yeah. You know, it's worth exploring. This is what I would do. Number one, let's find out if she can buy life insurance through her employer for you and for her. That's a possibility. Okay. Next, let's say you can't. Then I would hop on policygenius.com and I would just go see what it would cost, because maybe for peace of mind to have her be feeling like, okay, for the next 5 years or 10 years, we're covered. It costs a little bit of money, but it gives her peace of mind. Then it could be worth it. So let's see what those numbers are. Shoot me an email and let me know what they are, and let's make a determination whether or not it's really worth it. Okay, it's the end of a long weekend for many of us, and I hope that you eat your Wheaties and prepare for the weeks ahead. It's going to be a sprint until the next holidays. So I know you get kind of sucked into this whole universe of holiday shopping and all that nonsense. Try not to do that. Restrain yourself. It's going to be okay. As always, if you need some help, give us a shout. Go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button. Let us know if you'd like to come on the air. While you're on the website, don't forget to sign up for the free weekly newsletter and to pre-order the new book, The Great Money Reset. We're going to give you 10 bold steps that will allow you to turn chaos into opportunity. Wow. Don't you want that? I think you would. Okay, do something nice for someone else today. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.